Hello,
it's Corey
and Connor,
and this is Obsessed.
So we're back.
We're back.
We took a hiatus.
We took a summer break. Mainly because we like truly had nothing to talk about for the month of June,
and we just kind of like forgot to record, and then like. I mean, we were busy. That's why.
Oh, yeah.
We were busy, totally. Having a summer, you know?
Yeah. You know, you have to, everybody has to take their breaks.
Yeah.
And so we took ours.
I was on vacation. I'm going on another one this week.
God,
I sound
I'm
like terrible.
Such a
I went
hater.
To Arizona. It was like beautiful.
You did like legit, the pool. Like,
it was
famous
a
people.
Spa.
Like, spa.
Yeah. I had a clay wrap done. It was really.
What
luxurious.
Does a clay wrap consist of? I've been meaning to ask you that.
Well, this like woman just like sat me down on a table and just like. Put rubbed clay all over my body. And then she was like, now get in the I'm going to leave and you get in the shower and just don't scrub the clay off. Let it just wash off your body slowly.
Was it like a massage?
And then it like, after I like showered it off, then I got on the table and she gave me like a 20 minute like hot massage.
Oh, hot massage. What does that mean?
I don't know. It was like warm in there or something.
Oh, it sounds great. It sounds
and then
very.
And the bed was heated that I was on.
Okay. It sounds very like hashtag famous.
It was. I felt famous for a day.
And
Corey is famous because
she
was in a fabulous show on the Groundlings main stage. It was a huge deal.
It was sold out. It was
yeah.
really cool.
Full house. Everyone was cracking up. Corey's scene was the best.
Oh, thanks. My mom was in town visiting, so it was like really nice because I got to look like, you know, like I was like
legit,
doing something
working,
like productive with my life. I was like, look, mom, I'm in a show. And pretty exciting. The show led to me getting a really cool audition, which I like, I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about it or not. So we're just not going to.
I mean, but really, Corey booked her first like role on a TV show, which is amazing.
Did.
Awesome. Like, I almost cried when she called me. She called me before she called her mom. And I
was
like, okay,
did.
Great. Like, hang up with me. Like, please go call your mom.
I had to call Connor though, because like in reality, he's like the number one person who like really gets it that like this was like a big deal.
I knew how
so.
Big,
Yeah, I was freaking out. I literally like was jumping up and down in my house. And I got to shoot it and feel like a real live actor.
Rock
I had a dressing
star.
Room and like a makeup artist. It was very cool. And so I'll definitely announce it, what it is and when it will be airing when I feel like I'm allowed to do so, which I don't know when that will
you
be.
You never know in this town. You've gotta be careful on social media.
You do.
Because people will find you.
They will.
They will fire you.
I know. Like that
my
happens.
Computer's like going off. I'm so sorry. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, it's okay. It's like little beeps makes us sound famous.
Yeah. We have lots of things going on. I have not much career stuff to talk. I've just been really busy like partying, I guess. No.
I mean
4th
you're
of July,
enjoying the summer.
4th of July was too much. I had quite the crazy 4th of July. I mean, it started off as like having a few friends like by the pool, like sipping on margaritas. But I made the big mistake of doing like blended margaritas.
Always
with
a mistake.
Like very, very cheap tequila. Mm-hmm. And it just spiraled. And all of a sudden I was in this like beautiful house party in Silver Lake with my friend Julia. And I was like in the middle of the party, I'm like hanging out and I turn to someone and I'm just like flat out like, I don't know how I got here.
Yeah, no, you were, I mean, and the next day we were, my mom was in town. We were supposed to have this like whole day, which I still did go do and it was lovely. We went to Santa Monica and like rented bikes and stuff. And Connor like called me in the morning and he was like, I don't even know how I got home. I don't know what's going on with my life. I was like, boo-boo, you got to sleep it off.
Yeah, I mean, I was not driving, obviously.
Of course, no.
I was taking lifts and stuff. I just don't really recall the Lyft rides, but Julia was there with me from
it happened.
I ate a burrito
you know?
At some point or a quesadilla.
That's good. That's good. Did you ever end up puking?
No.
The burrito saved you.
Yeah.
I mean, burritos are really good for that. They always will save you in a
bite.
Yeah,
I had probably the worst hangover of my life.
Yeah.
And
it's weird. It's like we're getting older and like, I mean, I used to drink like a freaking fish and nothing would happen.
Yeah, I mean, I have
me.
A couple drinks and I feel it the next day.
I like, do too. I'm like, oh, I have a headache.
And we're nearing
this?
30, man.
Okay, don't say that. I mean,
I'm ready to be 30 because that's how old they are in Sex and the City.
That's true. Oh my God,
what
a great positive spin on it.
That's what I have looked, to look forward to.
Okay, I'm so glad you said that because I'm feeling really good about it now.
So we can't wait to talk about what we've been up to this summer because it's all
besides these few things that we've said is really just consisted of one thing.
Yeah, and have to keep listening to find out what it is.
Vacation, all I ever wanted. Vacation has to get away. Vacation meant to be special.
this summer, what happens, as I'm sure you all know, is all your favorite television shows go off air. Like all of our Scandal, you know, Grey's Anatomy, everything is gone. And what replaces it is like shitty summer TV, but I actually love it. And the entire time Connor and I have been friends, I've been obsessed with Bravo as a channel, Andy Cohen as like my guru, and the Real Housewives.
Such a poo-pooer, like looking down my
like
nose.
Like looking
at her.
Down on me.
Well, because like I'm such, like I used to be such into reality TV, like back in the day, like the classic stuff, like The Hills, Laguna Beach.
Yes,
like that
me too.
Was like my Bible. Like mm-hmm. I really thought I was going to be like Lauren Conrad when I moved here.
Oh my God, me too.
I was into that. I mean, and I was into like the dirty, like VH1, like oh. Flavor of Love.
Hello,
I love
me
New
too.
York,
I can't believe that you didn't
school.
Let your obsession
but I just
continue
knew
as an adult.
That like it was a downhill spiral
okay.
and I was just like I have to stop. Like I would let myself watch the Kardashians every once in a while, obviously
sure.
gonna watch I Am Kate, like but I had to draw the line, you know what
okay.
I mean?
I get it, but I on the other hand have never drawn the line and am just have a sick obsession with every house. I've watched every Housewives except for Miami because that was a joke and it's not even a show anymore. But finally, Connor had to get, like, teeth surgery or something. And
yes.
finally allowed himself to become obsessed with The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And y'all, Connor is in a downward spiral.
I have fallen into a black hole over the past, like, 4 weeks.
It's amazing.
Like, I've gotten through 4 seasons in, like, a month.
And he's, like, it's, like, so nostalgic for me because he's bringing up, like, these fights with, like, you know, Brandy and Camille, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And I haven't watched those things for years. And it's like, oh, yes, I remember.
And, like,
remember.
I'm, like, so obsessed with these women now. And the reunions are, like, the best part.
They're the best
just, like,
thing.
The one-liners that come mm-hmm. out of these women's mouths.
Yeah.
Like, the morally corrupt Faye Resnick, who this woman's, like, not even on the regular cast. Like, just butts – one of those women who's butts in. And this, she delivers this one line to this girl. I'm not kidding you. No matter how many Chanels you borrow, you will never, ever be a lady.
That's like every single
like, who says that?
Every single one of the Housewives has this though, because like Atlanta, they have the best catchphrases. Like there's one like, I am gone with the wind, fabulous. Like what? Who thinks of these lines?
Well,
it's
and
perfect.
The beginning of every show, they like have their like taglines, and those are the most absurd ones. Like Lisa Vanderpump, who's this British one, she owns a bunch of restaurants here that
she's
like
a really big like icon in LA, specifically like gay icon, because she has like really popular bars and restaurants all in West Hollywood. So that just adds my obsession
she, like,
to her.
Throws gay weddings. She like officiates gay weddings in
yeah.
her gay bar in West Hollywood. But hers are always like, life isn't always rosé and diamonds, but it should be.
It's like, what does that even mean?
And then there's another one. She was like, life's a sexy little dance and I like to take the lead. But the season I'm on right now is the best. But she's like, throw me to the wolves and I'll return leading the pack.
It's so great because Connor used to not care at all. And now he knows more than like I'll ever know about these shows because he's watching it so obsessively.
And I'm binging it. So like I know all
yeah.
the I mean, it's so interesting, like the details and the storylines,
mm-hmm.
like and who becomes friends with who and then who's not friends with who. It,
I mean,
it's getting
like you think
bad.
Your life
people.
Is like going to be like this.
Well, and now like I'm just on like radar all the time. I'm like in a group of people and I'm like waiting for a fight to break out or like I can like. So I'm starting to like sniff out like, oh, is there tension? Because like I'm just expecting that people act like this normally when really they don't. It's just throwing like 40 plus women with too much money, too much time, and too much alcohol in their system into a room.
I know.
That's what's going to happen.
Well, so like my summer has just been full of two Real Housewives though, because OC and New York are back. One's on Monday nights, one's on Tuesday nights. It's amazing. And then I've also become obsessed with this reality show called Total Divas on E, which
oh
is like about
God.
The women of WWE.
Oh my
and it is
God.
So
I can't.
I know, but it's so good. And I saw one of the girls in the gym at LA Fitness and I like
oh
legit
I
was
die.
Like freaking out and trying to watch everything she was doing because her body is freaking amazing. But yeah, I've been watching that. And then Wayward Pines has been my like new big summer show, which like nobody cares about. And it's like really terrible and just a ripoff of Lost. But I mean, Terrence Howard is in another Fox show. So surely I'll watch it.
And my thing with these reality shows and like specifically Real Housewives, like I'm just starting to watch it like as scripted television to make myself feel better
uh-huh.
because I'm like, I mean, they're delivering wonderful performances. The editing is done very good. The
I can't believe
that
the editors
is very
nominated
good.
For like Emmys and stuff because
well, they used to have a reality division too.
They
the
do,
Emmys.
Don't
I? Don't
they?
Know if they still do or not. It used to be like they would award it on
yeah,
the show.
Yeah, but they only do that with like like
the ones, competition shows.
Yes, like Amazing why Race not Real Housewives? Because I think that is the best edited reality show.
Well, and like the performances that it delivered are like very Emmy worthy.
Oh, totally, totally.
Like, and the writers, like the one liners that they give these women I to know. Say, like that have obviously been written. Like, I couldn't write that.
I know, I couldn't.
They
either.
Really
I
should. Wish they I deserve could. An award.
Yeah, they do.
I'm surprised.
I know.
Well, I'll keep you guys updated on if I fall down another hole. I mean, I don't
I'm
know.
I'm definitely
if I can...
trying to get him, you guys, hopefully next month. I'm trying to get him onto Vanderpump Rules because oh, if he's going to watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills,
the spin-off.
He
yeah.
has to watch the spinoff, which is just like, I think you'll like it. I mean, maybe not better, but just as much because these are people we can like relate to a little bit more because they're all supposed to be quote unquote servers. And so it's like, oh yeah, I don't know. It's so good. It's so trashy. It's just perfect summer deliciousness.
So bad. So good.
It may look like I have it all, but I want more.
In Beverly Hills, it's who you know, and I know everyone.
Money is what I have, not who I am.
I was a child star, but now my most important role is being a mother.
In a town full of phonies, I'm not afraid to be me.
It's time for me to come out of my husband's shadow and shine.
So, we're still like halfway through summer, especially in LA. Like summer, I feel like goes until like the end of September.
I know it does.
I'm going to Cape Cod this end of this week.
Like you started the summer with a vacation, and you're ending it with a summer.
But darling, I mean that's what you do in the summer. You vacation. Why
I
not?
Know, that would be your tagline.
Like I'm always on vacation. Is that so bad?
And you would just randomly have a British accent.
Yeah,
for sure.
Obviously.
But I'm actually. Already starting to like really Jones for fall.
Oh my God.
I know, but I saw a picture of a kid on Instagram in a Halloween costume and it like legit gave me butterflies. I was like, fall and pumpkins. And I've already thought of Connor and I's Halloween costume. Last year we were Friday Night Lights. Hello, it was perfection.
So good.
And this year, because of his new obsession, I think that we're going to have to be Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I will be Lisa Vanderpump and he will be Ken. And it will be perfect.
We'll
it's going to be great.
Jiggy
now that we already know it, we can already start looking for wigs.
Yeah,
and it will be amazing.
Absolutely.
So I'm like really excited about that. I literally like 5 minutes before we started this podcast saw a new planner that Connor's roommate Jordan had bought and I went online and bought the exact same one.
While
like,
we were sitting here.
Yeah. I'm just like excited for like the rest of the year seeing what's going to happen and it's going to be great. I can feel it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's one of those times when I'm just excited for the future.
Woo!
They made a statue of us and put it on a mountaintop. Now tourists come and stare at us. Blow bubbles with their gum. Take photographs of fun. Have fun.